And good morning. Okay, as we get started, let's have a prayer. Would you bow with me? Almighty Father, our God in heaven, we come together today as a gathering of people that claim the name of your Son Jesus, and we give thanks to you, Father, for your grace that is to be found in Jesus the Christ. We thank you for the love that you have extended to us as you are our Father and we are your children. And thank you for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit that we share here in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. So happy to see you this morning. And we've got folks that are visiting with us for various reasons, and we're happy that you're here as well. And some of you are visiting because you wanted to come celebrate today, because today is Senior Graduating Sunday. We do this every year. We want to give honor to whom honor is due. We have four graduating seniors from high school that we're honoring today following our worship service downstairs with a potluck luncheon. And we want to give them that honor and celebrate with them that milestone today. But also, you'll notice in the bulletin there is a lengthy list of students that have been raised here and have come up through the church here that are graduating from college. And I noticed lots of pictures on Facebook yesterday of lots of folks and familiar faces as they were celebrating those graduations even yesterday at various universities. And so you'll want to check your bulletin and notice those graduates from college as well. I want to mention one thing before we get into the sermon today. Each summer, now for about the last 3 or 4 years, we have a special program during the summer months that we call Summer Nights. It happens on Sunday nights down in the fellowship hall. It's a little different than what our normal procedure is, because during the summer we don't have small group meetings, and rather than meeting up here in the auditorium for a worship service, instead on Sunday nights starting at 6 p.m., we meet down in the fellowship hall, and we gather around circular tables for some friendly conversations with each other and some open discussion regarding our following Jesus and about learning how to do that better through studying what the Scripture says about being a Christian. And so we want to encourage you to be a part of that. That's going to be starting in just a few weeks, and so you'll want to be watching out for that, but we're trying to make rapid preparations for it, and part of that program is we want to try to have a time of fellowship and refreshments at the end of each session. And so if you would be willing to help coordinate that. Now, what does that mean, coordinate? It means that you would choose a particular night when you are setting the menu and putting out a sign-up sheet for others to participate in to bring various items for the menu that night. You might choose to do a light meal. Some of you may say, you know what, we're just going to do some light desserts that night. Whatever it is that you choose to do, we just want you to arrange it. There's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board by the offices, and there are plenty of opportunities, and we need lots of volunteers. So if you can help with coordinating, choosing one of those nights that you'll be the meal coordinator, the refreshment coordinator, that would greatly help. There's going to be more information coming out about that in the bulletin, so make sure and read your bulletin, and you'll know what's going on and be kept up to date. Each year on Senior Sunday, the elders ask me to deliver a sermon that is especially applicable to our graduating seniors and also students in high school. And so I have a challenge each year to figure out, okay, how am I going to talk to our graduating seniors and to the teens, high school students, but also bring a lesson that applies to everybody else too. Well, this morning, in an effort to do that, I have entitled today's sermon, Never Graduate. Now, I know that just sounds strange. It's like, wait just a minute. We are honoring four students that are graduating from high school. They've met the milestone. They've come to this great place in their life, and you're going to deliver a sermon that says never graduate? Well, I think you'll see why as we look at Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11 this morning that was read for us just a moment ago. We're going to go back and explore that for just the next few minutes. I would introduce it this way by saying this. We live in a world that is focused on graduating. I mean, you stop and think about it. It's everything in life is about graduating to the next level. You're always looking at some milestone to reach, and once you reach and complete it, then there's always something else to be reaching for. In fact, we might be tempted in our world today to define life in terms of achievement or completion. For many people, that's what life's just about. It's about reaching that next hurdle, completing that next task, reaching that next milestone, and then there's always another one waiting for you. In fact, success in life, for many people today, is often measured by checking off the list. Now, I'll just reveal something to you about myself. I can remember whenever we had a senior Sunday, so to speak, at the church where I grew up. I grew up in a small little country church, about 125 people. And the particular time that we were honoring all the graduates, and I was one of them from high school, we all met in the auditorium because we didn't have a fellowship hall, so we just met in the auditorium. We had refreshments and had some games and things. We would play games just in the pews, you know. We were playing cards and Monopoly and dominoes just in the pews and eating pizza and all of that. It was really horrible for our custodian, but that's what we did. And I can remember walking up. There are two, to this day, whiteboards at the front of the auditorium there. And they put on there who's to serve that day on one. And then on the other, they put the attendance figures and that kind of thing. And I remember going to one of those whiteboards and starting to make a list. Now that I'm graduating high school, what do I want to do? I'm just kind of a list person. Some of you are this way. And I made out this list of like, okay, what do I want to do moving forward? What's the next 2 years going to look like? Then the next three, the next four. And I like plotted out like the next 20 years of what I plan to do, what my goals were, what I was going to strive to. I wanted to be able to do this by this age. And always kind of looking to the next milestone and trying to determine, all right, am I going to be successful in life? And it was going to be measured by how many of the things I could check off the list. Now, some of you are not list people, some of you are, but I think you can relate to how that sometimes is the way the world tells us that you're a success in life. Are you checking off the things of your list? Graduate high school, check. Buy a new car, perhaps, check. Go to college, check. Graduate college, check. Find that special someone and get married, check. Have kids, check. Buy my own home, check. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so life is often viewed as always graduating to the next thing. It's just right down the line from one thing to the next. That's the way we tend to think about life. Well, let's look at what Jesus might say to you and me about this kind of mentality. In Luke chapter 5, it says that Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And there are a lot of people crowding around Jesus, and they're listening to Jesus teach God's Word. For those of you that are in high school, you've been doing a lot of listening. You've been listening to your teachers. You've listened to a lot of classes, a lot of lectures. You've been in youth group. You've listened to your parents. There have been no shortage of people that have been trying to tell you what decisions you should make, what decisions you shouldn't make, how you should direct your life. Well-intentioned people, parents, mentors, ministers, teachers that have been trying to teach you. And now it's up to you what you do with that teaching. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. These guys, these young men, have now chosen a career. And they're fishing, and they're rather good at their fishing, spending a lot of day catching fish and making a living doing that, washing and mending nets. Jesus gets into one of the boats that belonged to Simon, and he asks him to put out a little bit from the shore. And then he sat down in the boat and began to teach the people on the shore from the boat. He's using the boat kind of like his stage or his pulpit, and he's casting his message across the waters to the people standing on the shore. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." We've tried to prepare you and teach you, and now you're launching out on your own. And you're going to find some deep waters that you're going to wonder, am I ready for this? Am I going to be able to navigate these uncertain waters? Am I going to be able to figure out how to get to where I want to be on the other shore Well, Simon answered, "Master, we've worked all night and we haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." You got to love the attitude of Peter. Peter doesn't demonstrate an arrogance or pridefulness, which he could have, because he's a professional fisherman. And here's a guy that's a carpenter and an itinerant preacher that's trying to tell him how to do his job. He could have had an attitude real quick, like, "Who are you to tell me how to do my job?" But instead, Simon shows a teachable spirit. Even though he's now a professional at what he does, he is still teachable. And he says, "Well, we've not caught anything. We've worked hard all night. But because you say so, all right, we'll let down the nets." And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners on the other side from the other boat to come and help them. And when they came, they filled both the boats to the point that they began to sink. When Simon saw this miraculous catch of fishes, he falls at Jesus' knees and says, "Go away from me, for I am a sinful man." There will come a time in your life, I say this to our graduating seniors, I say this to all of our young people and teenagers, there'll come a time when you've been taught a lot of lessons and now you're launching out on your own and you feel the deep waters, you feel the uncertainty, and you're going to feel like maybe that your nets are breaking and you don't know where to turn. Well, Simon turned to the right person and he recognized his need. "I can't do this by myself. I'm a sinful man." He shows humility. And he acknowledges his need for the Lord. "For he and all of his companions were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. So Jesus said to Simon, 'Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people.' So they pulled their boats up to the shore and left everything and followed him." They made the decision, even though they had started living their own lives of professional fishermen, they made the decision that no matter what we do moving forward, we're going to choose to follow Jesus. Now, that's your decision. You can choose that. We encourage you to choose to follow Jesus. Well, here's what's interesting about that story, is that Jesus called them to be his followers, his disciples. Do you know what a disciple is? A disciple, by definition, is a student or a learner. So what Jesus is saying to you and me is, I am calling all of you, no matter what age or stage of life, no matter how much you think you know or how much that you have grown to understand in your life, I'm calling you to be lifelong learners. Jesus is calling you and me to be his students, lifelong learners of God, to never graduate. To never get to a place where you feel like, "I have arrived, I've figured it out, I'm at a place where I feel confident in myself." No, he says, "I want you to remain humble, I want you to remain teachable, I want you to be a lifelong disciple, a lifelong student that is always learning, humbly wanting to learn more about who God is." I was reading an article just this past week, because graduations are happening all over the country. There was an article about an individual, I think this person was in their 80s, that had just decided to go back to school and get the bachelor's degree. I was looking for Ruth Phipps this morning, and I didn't find her. She may be here somewhere, but I tried to call her earlier this week, and I looked for her this morning, because if you don't know Miss Ruth, I think, was in her late 70s, if not her 80s, when she decided to go back to school and get her bachelor's degree. And graduate from college. You see, I love that kind of spirit. It's a spirit that says, no matter how old I am, no matter where I'm at in life, I'm still learning. I still want to learn. In fact, you know, the famous sculptor and artist Michelangelo, who in a day and age whenever most people would not live beyond the age of 40, lived to an extraordinarily old age of age 87, and he once said, "I am still learning." That's what made him a master artist, is because he never got to a place where he thought that he had arrived, that he was, in fact, at a, you know, the expert. But instead he said, "I'm always learning." Albert Einstein, one of the greatest intellectual minds of our age, once said, "Once you stop learning, you start dying." Never stop learning. Never stop being a student. Never graduate from your spiritual growth, because it's always something that you should be adding to and trying to understand. And of course, the wisest person that I know of, Master Yoda, much to learn you still have. You know, for all you nerds out there, you know I love Star Wars. And one thing about Star Wars, for all you sweaty nerds out there, they say Master Yoda was the best Jedi. Better Jedi than all the rest. And the reason why is because Master Yoda was always still learning. Always learning more. Always questioning. Wanting to grow. And so I think that's a wise piece of advice if it comes from a fictional character or if it comes from the true Master, Jesus our Lord, the Son of God. Whenever He on that day on the shore saw those men mending their nets, what He saw, and it's demonstrated by what Peter said, "Lord, I'm a sinful man. Yes, whatever You say, I will do it." He saw in them a humble spirit, a teachable spirit, a constant willingness to learn. And He says to them, "Come be My students. Come be learners. Come be disciples. Never graduate." Richard Foster once said in one of his books, "Arrogance and a teachable spirit are mutually exclusive. They're like oil and water." It is so easy for us in every stage of life to get to a place where we feel like we're know-it-alls, where we feel like we just have it figured out. And Jesus is showing, no, if you're going to be a disciple of Mine, you need to have a continual spirit of understanding that it's always a journey. No matter at what point in life you are, there's always still something more to learn. Sometimes we beat up on teenagers, and sometimes parents will say to them, they'll say, he just thinks he knows it all. You can't tell him anything because he thinks he knows it all. Sometimes teenagers are that way. You know what? Sometimes whenever you graduate from high school, you think, well, man, I've got this thing figured out. Some of the most arrogant people I've ever met were preaching students in college who thought they knew it all. For a short period of time, I probably was one of them. You know, education is really about learning how much you don't know and keeping an open mind to continue to grow and expand and learn. You know, some older people get to a place where they get very, very arrogant and prideful. Well, an arrogant spirit is absolutely the mutual exclusive opposite end of a teachable spirit. And so we must be people that say, I'm never going to graduate. I'm going to be a student that is always sitting at the feet of Jesus for a lifetime. Always wanting to know, what more can He teach me? How can I understand better? How can I grow to be more like Him? So how can you do that? Let me share with you two main ways to never graduate as a believer in Jesus. Number one, study, study, study. People that think they know it all, that have gotten to a place where they have a very arrogant spirit that's not teachable, they've stopped studying. Never stop studying. Be a student of Scripture, a continual student. No matter how many times you read a passage, there is still something God has in store for you that you've not yet seen in that same passage that you've read 100 times. Be a student of it. Be a student of yourself. Know yourself. Know your strengths. Know your weaknesses. Like Peter, recognize that you're a sinful person in need of God's grace. Be a student of yourself. Be a student of your surroundings. Be a student of humanity. Continue to study and grow and try to understand. That's a surefire way to never graduate, but to continue to be a learner, is to study, study, study. But then secondly, step out of your comfort zone and depend on God. You know, Peter could have arrogantly said, no, I know how to fish. No, what are you telling me? Telling me to cast the nets on the other side? Who are you to tell me I know how to fish? But you see, he didn't have that attitude. He was still willing to step out of his comfort zone to do something different than what he had ordinarily done, and then he depended on the Lord. You see this throughout Scripture, all the way from Abraham, who listens to the voice of the Lord and goes to a land that God would show him. He steps out of his comfort zone and leaves everything behind that he knew and follows where God wants him to go. To Peter, on another occasion on that same lake, who stepped out of the boat and learned to walk on water to meet Jesus. He stepped out of his comfort zone and depended on Jesus, at least for a moment. We've got to learn to do that too. That's a surefire way to always be a student and never graduate. Again, let me ask all of us, whether you're in high school, a graduating senior, or whether you are in a much further down the road of your journey, ask yourself honestly, do I kind of have a know-it-all spirit? When I talk to other people, do I kind of throw my weight around and my intellectual knowledge around and act like somehow I've got it all figured out? Could God, as your parent, make the same accusation of you that sometimes we as parents make of our teenagers? You can't tell them anything. They think they know it all. Or are you somebody that says, I've still got lots to learn. I still want to learn more. I still want to grow. You see, with God, true learning and true knowledge comes from the journey, not arrival at a destination. Always growing, always walking on the journey and trying to understand better what life and reality is really all about. As we close, I want to share the words of Jesus in another place. In Matthew 11, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly or humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." I'm going to tell you something, seniors, high school students, and everybody else. You're going to face some times in the very short future when you're going to not know which way to turn. You're going to have made some decisions that aren't maybe what they ought to be, because we all do. And you're going to say, man, am I really plotting the kind of life that I want for myself? And which way should I go? And you're going to feel a sense of unrest. In that moment, I want you to remember this lesson. And remember what Jesus says. Learn from me. Stay humble. Stay lowly. Stay meek. Stay moldable. Stay teachable. Continue to be a student. Be a disciple. Never graduate from following Jesus. Continue to learn. And if you do, in those moments of uncertainty, when you feel like you're just lost on the sea of life, you will find a sure anchor, a sure compass, a lighthouse on the shore that will lead you to exactly the place that you want to be. Learn from Him, and you will find rest for your soul. Don't ever graduate. This morning, maybe you have gotten to a place in your life where you realize you've stopped growing. You've stalled out. Maybe a spirit of arrogance and pridefulness has taken over in your life, and maybe you feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit today that you need to humble yourself before the Lord. If you feel that conviction and you need prayers, we would love to pray with you. We've got shepherds of the flock that would like to pray with you privately in the library if need be, or maybe publicly here. Or maybe you know that what you've been trying to do is not working, and you need some direction. You need to grow. You need to expand. You need to get out of the rut of the life that you're in. Come and learn from Jesus, and He'll give you rest. If we can help you in your obedience to the gospel and believing in Jesus, confessing Him to be your Lord, being plunged into His life in baptism, as you've repented of the way you've been trying to live that's not working, and you've decided to humble yourself and embrace the life of the Master, we'd love to assist you in your obedience. If we can help you, come to Jesus as we stand and as we sing.